Welcome back to Industry Herb, your podcast source for analysis of inside trends and goings-on in the entertainment industry. This week, we are discussing women in rap. It has been an exciting decade for female rappers in terms of representation, and much of that has come to a head this year. From chart-topping vets like Nicki Minaj to avant-garde MCs like Tierra Whack to underground upstarts like No Name, the female presence in rap has skyrocketed in 2019. We are here to discuss it and talk about the music by female rappers that is good and the music that is great.
So, this podcast is kind of in response to an article Brianna Younger published in The New Yorker last year. Around this time, it was December. Shout out Brianna Younger for being an amazing writer. And the article was called, "Is Rap Ready to Accept Its Women?" And we think that the way this year has gone kind of answers that question. So I'm going to read an excerpt from that article real quick. "Women in rap may be having a moment, but it isn't yet time to declare victory. If rap is really ready to become the necessary art form that its purveyors believe it to be, it must not only reflect but champion the multifaceted lives of black women. It must offer platforms for the expression of their lived experiences without the requirement of selling something, being the culture's moral compasses, catering to fantasies, or answering for sexism and racism. Regardless, these women are not waiting for permission. The inability, or rather the unwillingness, to see multitudes of black women and the uncoupling of black music from the experiences of black women cheapens the art and limits our access to the full range of our history and our potential. As feminist scholar Joan Morgan once wrote, truth can't be found in the voice of any one rapper, but in the juxtaposition of many. And hip-hop's women are guiding us toward a genre and a world that more closely resembles the one we claim to strive for. Ignore them at your own peril." So, this was in December, after Cardi B had just had, like, an enormous year. Two Hot 100 spots, number one on the Billboard, which was record-setting for a woman. And she, I think, had begun to sort of shift the perspective of women in rap.
Cardi B definitely isn't my favorite. I know a lot of people say that, but I just, her lyrics aren't very interesting. I don't think she has a very, feminist attitude or persona, really. Actually, definitely not. And, I don't know. I think I respect her as an artist, but not really as a person. I don't know if that's bad to say, but.
Yeah, I think what is the part of Cardi B that is feminist is this brash display of female confidence, mm-hmm. and that, like, she's not, even though her music is very sexualized, she's not doing it for men. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I really think it's that attitude of hers that has opened the doors like we all hoped it would for females this year. Look at, like, the XXL cover, 30% women, which, mm-hmm. is not a lot, but compared to past years where we were lucky to get one woman, and even if she was there, it was kind of like, you know, she was the token woman. We've got Rico Nasty, Megan Thee Stallion, and Tierra Whack, three of the most exciting musicians in the rap scene today, but also, you know, really representing this shift. I think you have Rico Nasty, who is one of the most aggressive rappers in the game, especially in her work with Kenny Beats. And she definitely not, like, adhering to anyone's idea of what a female rapper should be. Tierra Whack, who also just, like, does whatever weird thing she wants.
Right. Like, you know, it's like things that catch you off guard, kind of. Like, you know that song you showed me, Mumbo Jumbo.
Yeah,
it's like she recorded it with one of those, what is it, a mouth prop.
Yeah,
so it's like she can't enunciate her words. It's just different. It's like kind of off the wall, like,
yeah.
You said
she almost belongs in like the 70s, like, art punk scene,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
But she's making rap music. But, like, her dress, her demeanor, everything like that is. And then you have Megan Thee Stallion, who definitely had kind of, like, inherited that, like, empowered sexuality,
mm-hmm.
that brought Cardi B to the forefront, but I would argue she's a much more skilled rapper on a technical level. Cardi's flows were always pretty simple, and it was like her like booming voice that made them stand out. And Megan Thee Stallion, like her verse construction, her lyricism, her like just like control while she's on the mic is all like above average. Right. And so like, I don't know. I think it's really good. Like we're starting to, not that these musicians have not always been there, but we're seeing them now. We're being like exposed to them in mass media.
Right. And I think it's important to kind of think about that. Maybe it's not about there being more women now. It's just about the fact that it's more acceptable for them to like be rappers in a, like talking about less sexualized things, you know, like, I don't know, take a look at Lizzo, like she's a female rapper. Yes. But like her message is literally like self-love and empowerment. And I definitely think that it's a little much at times. It's kind of almost cringy. It's kind of obnoxious, but
a little much is like her thing,
though. Yeah. 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 So like I listen to it anyway, like it's catchy and it is empowering.
On that note, we'll be right back after a quick message from our sponsor.
Okay, so we're back. Before the break, we were talking about Lizzo, who's actually worked with Missy Elliott.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Missy Elliott next, because she definitely should be a part of this conversation. She just dropped Iconology, which is a EP where she really like stakes her claim as one of the first female rappers. And she's kind of not been forgotten, but she hasn't been a part of this like growing movement until mm-hmm. now.
I really like Throw It Back, the song. I don't I really like that song. It's got like a something, I don't know, the hi-hats and the beat really go well together. I just it's a really good song, I think.
Yeah, it's impressive how a rapper from, maybe you'd call her like the old guard. Mm-hmm. She was kind of from like, you know, mid-2000s era. She really deftly hops on contemporary instrumental. That's impressive. But what I really like about that song is like the playful jabs she makes at like her contemporaries, you know. And for like ever, women haven't been allowed to take part in that same type of like friendly competition that the male rappers do. Like Cardi B and Nicki Minaj had, you know, like their little beef, and people acted like both of them were crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Pusha T and Drake had their whole thing, and like we ate it up, you know.
Right.
It was entertainment. And I feel like this is a good step in the right direction. Like rap is competitive, and both sides of the gender spectrum should be allowed to take part in that. It can't just be like, yeah, the male rappers are allowed to, you know, diss each other and be like in this like pretend fight, you know, employing the kayfabe aspect of everything. And then there can only be one woman rapper that
mm-hmm.
and the rest of them are all crazy. That's just not a really progressive way to look at this, you know? And also like with that like kind of pluralistic mindset, so many underground women are starting to just kind of like come up out of the woodwork. Like you've got Leekly 47, Baby Mother, No Name, Cupcake, Young MA, mm-hmm. and City Girls, all of them who just, they adhere to kind of like traditional rap traditions, but not traditional female rap conventions. Like they're all, Leekly 47 only performs in a ski mask. It's sick.
Mm-hmm.
No one else does that. And, you know, it's exciting to see this like artistic variety coming to the forefront. So I'd like to close on a segment about Hot Girl Summer, which was a really, really big song this summer, kind of riding just like this whole wave that, you know, the term came from Megan Thee Stallion, but I think the way femininity was like embraced helped this song to rise to the top. Even though they sampled City Girls, but they're not featured, but it's whatever. The song is, I don't know what you think about Eleni. I don't think it's that good. What's your opinion on it?
I mean, I heard it on TikTok, so I don't know.
So not that good. it's an all right beat. The rapping is all right from Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion. They both have better verses. Ty Dolla $ign's hook is okay.
It's not bad.
Yeah, not bad. It's not listenable.
Amazing.
But my point is, like, throughout, so many people justified, like, the frequent playing of Bodak Yellow by, like, it's just a hard beat and good rapping, and it's, like, above average. Women have had to be above average to rise to the top. And not that I want to in any way, like, support, like, catering to the lowest common denominator. Mm-hmm. I always want to support an artist that will, like, push themselves the hardest and rise to the top. But I also think it's important to note, like, is this a sign that equality is on the horizon
for the 2020s? Women can now be mediocre.
Yeah, like, that sounds like such a bad thing. But if you frame it not as mediocrity, but as just, like, a fun song to play at parties, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good thing, a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to wrap this up now, but if you are interested, we have made a playlist and we'll link it in the description. It has our favorite songs from a lot of the female rappers we mentioned in this podcast and a few more. And also, we have created an Instagram account now. It's getting big. So if you want, you can check us out at Industry Herb Pod on Instagram.
And thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next time.
This episode was written by Lainey Kitchmenda and produced by Ned Kitchmenda. Make sure to check out our other episodes and tune in next week for more discussion and analysis. Thanks for listening.